This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Is it too early to talk about the 2023 Farm Bill? The person elected president next November should still be in the White House that year. There will be a reshuffling of Congress by then. Some say the current chair of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, will leave at the end of this term. And we know that Pat Roberts, the current chair of the Senate Ag Committee, will end his long tenure in Congress next year. But some themes of a new form of farm legislation under an unknown administration with unknown leaders is emerging. The one painting this picture is former governor of Iowa and former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Tom Vilsack is now employed by the Dairy Export Council. He held a news conference, the National Farm Broadcasters Convention, in Kansas City.
If you talk about the food and agriculture industry as a single industry, because sometimes we have a tendency to separate the farmers from everybody else that's involved in this industry, I don't think we should do that. I think we should lump them together. And the reason I think that is because then you're talking about 43 million Americans that are either directly or indirectly employed by that single industry, which is 28% of the workforce of America, which is the highest percentage of any industry in the country. 20% of the total U.S. economy runs through that industry. So it's hard for me to believe that a Congress won't continue to discuss, debate, and ultimately pass a farm bill. In addition, you've got the nutrition programs that impact and affect over 40 million Americans. So you've got all those people who are interested in this bill. And then I think what's happening politically in this country is that my party, the Democratic Party, is now really understanding the necessity of speaking specifically to rural voters about rural issues and coming up with pretty comprehensive plans about how that economy can improve. So now you've got both parties speaking to rural folks. When you start speaking to rural folks, then there's expectation you're going to deliver for rural folks, right? Here's what I think is interesting about the next farm bill. I think there's a tremendous opportunity on this issue of climate, weather, whatever you want to call it, on the revenue and income side for farmers. I think there are a multitude of ecosystem service markets that could be developed. As I like to say, you can sequester a lot more carbon in Brooklyn, Iowa than you can Brooklyn, New York. If we're really serious about this issue of climate, if we're really serious about carbon, if we're really serious about greenhouse gas emissions, then we have to be very serious about figuring out ways in which we can incent rural places and rural people and rural businesses and rural farms to embrace this. And we have to figure out ways in which we can partner, ways in which we can invest, ways in which we can have American agriculture eventually become a net zero emitter so that it can go out and say to the rest of the world, buy from us, because you don't have to worry about us contributing in any way, shape, or form to this issue of climate. So if we're interested in selling to the rest of the world, and 30% of everything we produce does go into the export market, we've got to be in a position to have the best message possible.
That's Tom Vilsack, former Secretary of Agriculture. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.